Okay, we are 1 week in, and it seems like we're missing a few folks in the boat. For those of you who were active, you did a great job. There's some confusion on the perusal. And it's really hard when you have a full class of people being active. It's really easy to make 9 posts and be engaged with 9 different people or do whatever you want to call it in a meaningful way. When there's about 5 of you participating, it's a real stretch. And that's not your fault. So pretty generous there in the grading and with the discussion boards for the same reason. You who are participating can only do what you can do, right? If there's no one else to respond to speak to, or what have you, that's really not your fault. But I liked what I saw. I think you're all very much on the right track. The thing that is sort of embedded here is, that sort of question of vocation, and it's a term that gets thrown around quite a bit, and I think a lot of us don't know what it is because we sort of think job, career, vocation, all the same thing. JOB, we now kind of realize, oh, that's just, the thing that kind of gets me money, pays my bills. Maybe career is maybe something I'm proud of or, can brag about, resume building kind of thing. Vocation, though, is very different. And I know in different conversations, people struggle with the idea of the vocation being your source of identity, in particular, if it's something like, I am a college professor, right? Using that as an example, that's what I do. It's not who I am. Being a college professor is my career, right? I could say that. But in terms of my vocation, I mean, I would say something about being an educator. Prior to coming to Friends, which was 13 years ago, I was in training and development for 4 years. That's just what I do. I do training. Even when I was working retail as a manager, much of what I did was actually training other people. So I would argue I've probably been doing training or educating, teaching for almost 2 decades now in different environments. And that is something I do sort of feel called to do. And that is one of my pet peeves, though, I'll tell you. I actually don't like the term calling very much when we talk about vocation. It's the term that goes with it. And part of it are things that many of you touched on in your post, right? The weird thing is, right, no one typically wants to say their Walmart job is their calling or the vocation. But then that also seems to indicate we sort of look down on people who work those positions and why they need those positions. And people we need people to do those kinds of things. What I prefer is what you're sent to do. Right. Sometimes we use the term calling. It starts to sound a little bit too elect and privileged. Like, oh, well, I was called to be a college professor. I don't know what you are, but this is what I was called to do. And sometimes we even act like we're surprised if anyone else has a calling. But if you're sent, you're like, well, I was sent to kind of educate people or to teach or to train. However, wherever I'm sent, that is what I do. And it's how, where I do it and how I do it is kind of irrelevant, but that's what I've been sent to do. That is vocational, and it can be deeply tied to who I am. And everybody can be sent in that way. I think I did pick up on a couple of comments, though, of course, where it did sound a bit like maybe your vocation and what you do don't line up necessarily, and that's possible. You may have a very large heart for giving and serving and right paying the bills. Your job is something very different, and it may be hard for you to do that thing. That is not unusual, and it's not something necessarily to be guilty or feel weird about. But that's part of what we're trying to suss out in this course as you go forward is there's a life after your job, right? And we want you to feel good and comfortable about what you've been prepared to do going out into the world. What do I mean by that? Well, most of the big goals you have can be accomplished by the time you're 30, right? Graduating, getting a job, or getting a postgraduate degree or a master's degree, finding somebody, getting married or whatever, house, kids, dogs, cats, rodents, whatever you want. Most of that can be done by the time you're 30. Now, after 30, right, if you do have kids and animals, you got to take care of them or what have you. But if you've done all the stuff and you've done all the things and you've got the job, it's that, right? And so if you have the perfect dream job at 30, it's that job for 35 years, unless, you know, barring promotions or anything else. So we want you to think long term about how is this part of what you've been sent to do, or what does it mean for you in that regard?